Good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. This is Jackie Salvetti and my fabulous co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie. How are you tonight?
I'm great. How about you?
Good. I'm really good.
Good. I'm a little fried, but... Oh, God. All right. So tonight's show, Recognizing Familial Imprints. And so often we're driven by things that have nothing to do with us personally, and yet they play out in our lives and those that we attract. It's a great topic. I'm excited to do this show. Show dedication to smoothly moving through the month of August.
Oh, yay, that'll work.
Yeah, with all the powerful energies, astrological influences, and solar flares. This one is a big one, guys, so just, you know, what can I tell you? So that's the show dedication. We're sure asking for team support to get through this month. So let's talk about the energies. Okay. So solar flares. I don't know about the rest of you, but I've been out of my body, feeling hot, uncomfortable, kind of emotionally undone. I'm just unable to ground. Night sweats, edgies, highs and lows. It's the flares, people. They really started big last Sunday. I was to brunch with my granddaughter, left my body, and it took me until yesterday to get back in, and then, boom, I popped back out again. It's been really, really powerful. I mean, I was literally in the middle of this beautiful restaurant, lost my equilibrium, and I became nauseous, and it wasn't an illness. It was just energy. And then I sent out all my appointment announcements. I had everybody in the wrong days and times. This is when I know I'm really out of my body. Now, in addition to the solar flares, we've got the Grand Cardinal Cross tomorrow. And different opinions on when this will hit tomorrow or Saturday. However, the effects of it are already being felt, and they are so powerful. We will never see this one again in our lifetime. This one is the brings with it great change, huge change. And this is the beginning of the major energies that will this. Influence from this cardinal cross will see us through 2012 and beyond. So hold on to your hats, everyone. Healing, change, and transformation everywhere. That's really the... So, you know, my advice to everybody would be stay indoors. Also, it seems that all of August is going to be really powerful beyond our imagination. So all I can say to everybody is buckle up and, you know, hold on to your hats. I don't know about anybody else, but my sleep patterns have been so weird. Have yours, Ronnie?
Yes, they have. And I wake up a lot. I'm quite happy, but I keep waking up and waking up and having some very strange dreams.
Right. I haven't been unhappy, but I absolutely... waking up all the time, having to pee constantly.
Me too, actually.
You too?
Yep, pottering away every night. Toddle, 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 toddle. I call it my calisthenics, you know.
I love it. Also, I feel like my cells are jumping around like crazy. Lots of collective stuff is clearing. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if other people are experiencing this, but I know part of it has to do with the sessions I do, but the one woman I work with, sometimes twice a week, usually once a week, that we're doing, she's a collective. And I do two collectives. One's a collective walk, and the other is a collective. And this is the one we've been working on the entire Jewish lineage and history. And now we're intersecting the Christian and Muslim, because they all intersect, of course, histories. And I have to tell you, when I do these sessions, it's like creepy crawlies coming out of my body. This stuff is so cellular. that even though I'm in channel, which normally if I'm in channel, you know, I may move around a little bit, you know, just to get comfortable or whatever. But there is nowhere for me to go. I literally, at the end of this session, can't wait to even get off the phone. And my vision goes wacky. I have a hard time seeing. I mean, it's so deep. These things are so deep. So, and I know these sessions are going right into the collective. I mean, this is, we finally agreed today that we had some kind of huge agreement to come together to do this stuff. I really would like to rethink some of these agreements.
Now, can we? Can we?
What?
Rethink our agreements?
Well, unfortunately, the higher part of us is out there making all kinds of deals. It's the lower part of us that's going, oh, wait a minute.
Whose idea was that?
Yeah, that would usually be, I'm the whiner. And I often get this little smack in the back of my head that says, shape up, you know?
Whining doesn't work.
I'm sorry?
Whining doesn't work.
Lord knows I've given it my all and it doesn't. So, you know, I really want to say I know that we're all going through this collective clearing and all the astrological influences and solar flares are pushing it. You know, these other influences are just kind of driving it all home.
Maybe we're sitting in the cradle of a slingshot in a way.
Yes, pretty much. I would tend to agree with that. Have you been having experiences during the day, Veronica?
Yeah, I just feel like everything's going so fast, it's almost ludicrous. And I just, you know, working with people, and people are going through very fast changes. They're talking a million miles an hour and moving through incredible energy shifts. Sometimes it's really traumatic, and yet it's
amazing. Is your phone clicking, honey?
Nope.
Okay, go ahead.
Sorry.
No, we have something on the other end of the line somewhere making all kinds of noise. Go ahead.
I just feel like it's people are changing so fast that even though they might be going through a big trauma, all of a sudden they're fine, and it's like really like boom, 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 and I'm going, as part of the deal right now is the
It absolutely is. I couldn't agree with you more.
People say, am I a little manic depressive? I go, I don't think so. I think it's just what's happening.
I think that these quantum shifts that we're going through, and that's really what they are.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like we're leapfrogging forward. You know, we're not moving one step in front of the other. We're literally leapfrogging right now. And there is a sense of urgency to it, Veronica. Aren't you feeling that?
Oh, yes, very much so. And I've had several clients say, I have to do this on a cell phone. I said, it's okay. It's just a metaphor for everything you're changing. You know? Or yourself.
That's funny.
Yeah. Well, it works, but it's just so much is going on so fast. Where are we headed, Jackie?
I don't know, but you've got something going on there, Veronica, that's going into the onto the air, like you're tapping something, or it's a bleeping. Could it be your phone or your headset?
I don't know. Our signal. Bob says our signal going out is very clean.
Okay.
Maybe you can ask Seth if there's something going on. Seth, is there something going on with the phone?
Okay, so we had a little glitch here. Evidently, we've got the team playing with the phones. So
I think it's Morse code coming from other dimensions.
Yeah, exactly. So let's talk about familial imprints.
Boy, have I seen those come up lately. Wow.
Yes. Mm. And, you know, there's a lot of materials, and it's not really a lot in terms of you know, pages, but this is really big stuff, and you're going to start seeing it, people. You're going to start witnessing, paying attention to, looking at your personality drives, going, oh, my God, where did this come from? Or looking at your families. And I know my own personal experience has been really extreme because I've had three generations this week. I've had granddaughter, daughter, and myself. And I've certainly been looking at all of us, you know, kind of looking at, you know, where did different drives come from? Where are they showing up? And I'm finding it absolutely fascinating. I also feel really privileged to see them in the sessions, and I know you do too as well, Veronica.
Mm-hmm.
I really want to say to everybody, you're all so courageous. I love you all so much because this is not easy work, people. You know, we're really being held to a much higher standard right now. The more we know, the higher the standard is. Obviously, we all agreed to do this and to really step forward. I also can really feel everybody's heart's desire is to be healed and clear of these influences that have controlled us for thousands of years. Actually, longer than that. But so what's the familial chain of pain? And I'm going to go through some of the basics here tonight. For those of you who've not heard us talk about this before, it's the imprints that are passed from generation to generation, emotional in nature and colored by religion, nationality, region of the world, socioeconomic influences, and yes, they've always been there. I don't care if we're going back to the Neanderthal times or whatever. They've always been there. This is one of the reasons that eating for your blood type right now is so important, because we are at this crossroads with the healing of lineage. And its influence is paramount right now and rising to the surface for healing. I mean, I'd love to think when we're through this, I could just eat anything, but I don't.
We haven't exactly had that history as far as we can see.
No, I have no history like that. But we are talking all the way back to the beginning of civilization, which, by the way, I understand now, I don't know if you heard this, Veronica, that they found human bones in Africa that are, they've age dated to somewhere around 1.5 million years old.
Oh, wow.
Which may now change the way that science and historians view the entire history of planet Earth.
Were they corporate?
Oh, I have no idea. Very funny. So I'm just going to go back to some of the basic stuff because this is what I find so fascinating. When your grandmother conceived your mother was carrying the eggs, all the cells, that were going to become you. So now you're conceived and in the womb of your grandmother and your mother, and you're getting emotional imprints from both.
Hmm.
Now, your grandmother, again, same thing. Go back two generations, same thing. Three, actually. So these imprints are really big, and we have, you know, through rebirthing and so on, people have gone back, you know, to the womb and, you know, thought that this is where all their problems started. And, you know, I hate to tell them, no.
You know, I have this funny memory of a crystal healing that I went through one time, and in it I felt like I was a pregnant woman in Africa who was hugely pregnant. But the irony of that vision was that I was actually the baby. And when the baby popped out, I was a girl baby. And when they saw the baby, they just hurled it into the big fire.
Uh-huh.
And I was flying through the air, and my mother was screaming, And I remember, I mean, I died in an instant and wouldn't even have thought too much about that. But I remember that the actual scream resonated through my entire body, and I thought, that's been there my whole, I remember that feeling of that scream. And that's the first time I'd actually experienced what it was like to actually be carrying, for example, an ancient scream from an ancient lifetime that was about 2 inches long, or very just minuscule.
Right. Now, with the familial chain of pain, we haven't even incorporated other lifetimes into this. This is just your current lineage. This is the lineage that you came into this lifetime.
Hmm.
Okay. So here you are dealing with all of these imprints, particularly from the mother's side. Doesn't mean you don't have them from the father's side. You do. But particularly from the mother's side. And I think this is the frustration. If we throw in other lifetimes, which I'm not even going to go into tonight too much, although that your story is very big and powerful, Veronica. But I think that the personality drives that we're dealing with in this lifetime originate so deeply, and they come through the familial chain of pain. And identifying, if we can start identifying some of these personality drives and where they came from.
Tell me this. Do you think our soul, spirit, self, our ongoing beingness has a similar personality all the way through?
How did we get to that one?
So you're talking personality drives, right? And I'm thinking of my
I am, but I'm talking about in this lifetime.
Okay.
Possibly, yes. But, again, we're dealing with what needs to be healed here, which is basically lineage.
Okay.
And being able to identify what's yours and what's not yours.
Okay.
That's the part that I'm the most concerned about tonight, because
you count on me to disrupt you, Jackie.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, I love you, Veronica. So imagine pushing around emotions that you have no idea where they came from. Tendencies, personality drives, emotional drives around relationships, men, women, God, goddess. Now add your childhood, your adolescence, your young adulthood, your father's imprints, and your life experience through today. Now we can add in past lifetimes, but I don't want to overwhelm people tonight. I want to kind of stay in this genre right here. Okay.
Well, my intention actually was honorable, because I was thinking about my granny, and I was thinking how much of my personality was already like hers by the time I came into her. You see what I mean? So I was sticking with lineage in a way.
Okay.
Although I have to say I have my father's mustache. But I'm sorry, let's go back to it. But that's where I was coming from, actually.
Yes, I understand. So, so we've basically on this planet been held captive in the familial chain of pain. Now, okay, with projections, personality drives, etc., this is the glue that holds the collective consciousness together. Okay. And it's repeated over and over and over and over again. The truth is, your lineage, Veronica, and I'll use you as an example, your lineage, okay, going all the way back to where your blood type originated from, you're an AB, so, you know, technically, according to what, you know, they say about blood types, you probably only, your lineage has been around about 1,000 years. I'm an O, okay. As Dr. Milne said to me, you know, my ancestors fought the Neanderthals for food and won. You know?
You've always been a hardy soul.
Yeah, I am hardy. And needed to be in this lifetime. But that's just this lifetime. You know, this is what I want to remind people is that we're dealing with this lifetime. Now, have you reincarnated with the same soul group, you know, blah, blah, blah? Yes. But today, you need to deal with this lineage, this familial chain of pain, your placement within it, and how to identify what's mine and what I got from mom and grandma and great-grandma and so on and so forth, okay, so that you can at least identify these drives that are creating attracting issues into your life and have been. I talked to somebody today, okay, whose mother was very abusive, hugely abusive. I mean, unbelievably abusive to the point of insanity. And as a child, she was attracting abusive girls in her life because that's her relationship with the feminine. And she has not really had girlfriends until the last few years, really close girlfriends. Okay, because her relationship with the feminine was so distorted. She did well. She runs her energy masculine. She did well around men because for her, they were a lot safer.
Mm-hmm.
Women were not safe. Now, her mother wasn't safe, but because the imprint was so strong from, and her grandmother also, from the insanity, from the abuse, she continued to attract that in women and therefore literally kind of cut women out of her life. They weren't safe, so she kept them at a distance. So even as a child, she's attracting based on the imprints and the experience. So understanding your own family history probably is a good thing. You know, how goofy was grandma and grandpa, great-grandparents, great-great-grandparents, kind of understanding what was their history, what was their lineage. So looking for their relationship issues, which I think is a real key factor. How are your mother and grandmother in relationships, their attitudes, their emotional stability, their resonance? How did that, you know, what part of that have you picked up? Not from life experience necessarily, but these drives that you have, these quirks that you have that you're not really sure where they came from. You know, we've been walking around blind trying to figure out what moves us, and psychiatrists and psychologists have been trying to figure it out. And if, you know, today if you go to one, you'll be there for years trying to get to all this. It'll never happen because they don't go that far.
Right.
And then you've got Dad, who is God, all right, the God projection, the love you have to earn. So then you have that other distortion over here. The imprints, however, are the big ones. Dad's influence is more direct. In a different way, it's not inbred as much as it is direct influence, because him being the God figure, you're trying to earn his love. Mom's love is a given, even if she's an abuser. That's your interpretation of love.
The
being abused.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. So you kind of begin to see how we're shaped. And
I was telling somebody today about this very thing about what we call the toxic mother, and how our children very often have that imprint, even though we're so carefully not passing on the abuse. But it's like a sleeve around the cells.
That's exactly right. Really good one. Thank you, Veronica. That's a good one. Okay, it is a toxic sleeve, and I look at, and I've often said about my daughter, is so much like my mother, and I can see where that passed through to her, but she doesn't recognize it, nor, I mean, as much as I try to talk to her and explain it and so on and so forth, you know, she's resistant as far as she's concerned. She's done with family, she's got it all figured out, and she's going forward, you know. But I see it pop up in her all the time, and until she's ready to deal with it, it does get in her way. Especially for humans who tend to think that they're a product of their personal experience. But our personal experience is the product of all these other influences, because we will attract to to us based on our emotional imprints. So our personal experience is a result of these emotional imprints and the attraction factor that they create. Case in point, if mom hated men and thought they were weak secretly, you know, your mothers and grandmothers didn't come right out with this stuff, most of them. Some did. We will attract to us men that are weak. So here we are as teenagers, already in the attraction mode, recreating some aspect of these imprints. And wondering why we continue to attract the same kind of person over and over again. Did you get that one, Veronica?
Yes, yes. So what can we do?
Again, a major part of this is to really start observing. Really, really start observing. Okay? What's mine? I have this personality drive. Where did it come from? I'm attracting these kinds of people into my life. Where did that come from? Was it direct experience? Or how much of it came, you know, look back at mom, at grandma, okay? What were their attitudes and beliefs, the unspoken part? You know, you got the gist, even though it was never really spoken. Does that make sense to you, Veronica?
Yeah, I think that we feel it, perceive it, and get it in their radiances, don't we?
And the resonance, you mean?
Yes.
Well, 85% of all communication is really nonverbal.
Right.
So you are telepathically getting this stuff regardless. You walk into a room and you have immediate responses to different people. Okay. Remember, other races are fully telepathic. We're taking this in at the subconscious level, but not necessarily at the conscious level. We're trying to decipher what's going on in the subconscious through the conscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so we develop these feelings of, ooh, I don't like that person, or I'm attracted to that person. If you want to call it resonance, we'll go with that, but it goes a little bit further than that. Resonance is an absolute factor to it because those things will create resonance. So, yes, it doesn't mean that you're not right about it. You are. It's just there are little other pieces going on. I look at, and I'll give you a case in point, my mother. My mother was, and my, I'll go back to my grandmother. My grandmother, abandoned by her husband, emotionally undone, ended up institutionalized and just wanted to wither up and die.
Oh, my gosh.
And so my mother, okay, came in, saw this as a weakness, her need for her husband to love her, and became the man-hater.
Wow.
In fact, the man-eater, okay?
Wow.
And so she thought that men were weak, and I mean absolutely, and was verbal about it. I attracted weak men many times in my life and never understood why. I actually blamed my father for it, but it really wasn't that. It was this imprint. Now, did she say things or whatever? Certainly that could have been an additional influence.
Mm-hmm.
But I wasn't with her that much, but definitely the imprint was there. And now I look at my daughter, who has historically attracted men that had these major kinds of flaws that were very flawed.
You mean like broken or?
Yes, for a variety of reasons. And then I look at my granddaughter, same thing. Now, that is an imprint. Okay? I mean, I used to try to figure out why I was attracting these men. It just didn't make sense to me. And as I've been working with this material, even as I was writing it up tonight, and I'm going, well, of course, blah, 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 boom, blah, boom, blah, boom, blah, boom, you know, it makes so much sense. I'm so used to doing this for other people. But doing it for myself, I found it fascinating because it was just so easy to identify. And the other drives, which are really important, safety, power, value, and trust. These are the major lenses through which we experience life. So look back. Was mom a safety person? Was dad a power person or vice versa?
No, safety person means making everybody safe or
no,
safe?
Looking for safety, looking for safety. That safety was their major drive.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling safe, needing to feel safe, willing to give themselves up to feel safe. Certainly we know women in, you know, even today that have done that.
Security.
Right, but it's more, it's security, but it's driven by a need for safety.
Mm-hmm. And then protesting against it all the while.
It probably, yes. And then you have, I mean, it's a combination of these. Power people who are driven, my mother was a power person.
Mm.
Okay, she was very much a power person. Now, I appreciate the imprint because she was certainly way ahead of her time. But she's also really mean. But she was a great model in terms of, you know, really being ahead of her time and willing to step out and, you know, create and do all kinds of fascinating things. I mean, nothing. You know, she wasn't afraid of anything at all. Value people, you know, feeling valuable, needing to feel valued by others.
She was afraid of being loving her daughter and being caught in that mother-daughter thing.
I think that's part of it. I think also I didn't give her what she wanted, which she wanted a movie star daughter because she didn't get to be one herself. And so, and I mean, that's a whole other story. But, you know, yes, I think she was very resistant to allowing love to really influence her.
Mm-hmm. And catch her in that kind of, that sort of domestic reality.
Oh, God, yes.
That was a big fear for her.
I'm sorry?
I think that was a huge fear for her.
It could have been. It very well could have been because she certainly did not want to be locked in to any of that. She had too many things to do. I think in her own way she really did love me, as distorted as that may have been, but she did the best she could.
What you're saying really is with the lineage that she had and who she came through and so on, it was difficult for her to feel the safety in love. In what I mean is love was hard for her in a lot of ways.
She felt that her mother was very weak. She was highly judgmental of her brother and sister, felt that they were very weak. And she came in with this incredible power and this sense of self that was highly, I mean, she was extraordinarily beautiful, but she was, you know, she had a whole different agenda. She was going to be a movie star, that was it.
Hmm.
And she would find the way to get to Hollywood, and she would find the right person, which was my father.
Hmm.
And she's still, even on the other side of the veil, she's still pissed. But she didn't. She felt she should have been Joan Crawford or Betty Davis, and that was it. So she dated all the stars. So, so it's really important. And if you have a mother, let's say, who's a safety person, and safety is a major drive for them, and you're trying to break out and let's say and start a business and do all kinds of things, that safety drive is going to get in your way all the time. It's going to keep you from launching forward.
Mm.
It's going to be that thing that holds you back, that makes you feel insecure, as can value. And, of course, trust. So I'm going to bring the team in. Let's see what they've got to say about.
Do they have a lineage?
I'm sorry?
Do they have a lineage?
No. not the imprints that we have. They don't have the emotional bodies we have.
Lucky them.
I know, but they think we're really lucky. proud of you girls for having a good time with this one tonight. Welcome, Veronica. Welcome, everyone. Our love to all of you. Now, this is a very difficult subject to pick for an hour show, but we're gonna try to help you a little bit here. And we're going to work with all of you tonight to help open you to be able to identify some of this, to help you so that you can discern what's yours and what's not yours. What's not yours? Now, simply identifying can help people. You've come far enough along now that being able to identify some of these issues, and it's going to require some time, some processing. You're not going to do it in 10 minutes. But do some journaling around this. You know, talk to your relatives. Pay attention. Think back. You know, even as a little girl or boy, to grandma and grandpa, maybe your great-grandparents, you know, what were they like? Looking also at, of course, religion, nationality. What were their economic situations? All of these factors are important. Now, Veronica, you certainly have an interesting situation in that you come from a fairly large family, don't you?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
And how many siblings do you have?
I have two sisters and a brother. And my mom and dad were very young, which was interesting. They started having children at 20.
All right.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of nationalities, like there's British and French and Swedish and German. And
all right. So you're kind of a Heinz 57 almost, all
right? Right. A little bit of Jewish and some Spanish and Irish. I mean, that's
kind of relevant,
isn't it?
Yes, big mix.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's look at your mother and grandma. What was your grandmother like on your mother's side?
You know, she was a really interesting little person who was raised in finishing schools all over Europe. But her father went broke, and when she married in Canada, they never had any money. But she always dressed up with hats and gloves, and she boiled everything in sage and taught us elegance. But
all right, all right. Now, wait a minute. So her imprint, then, was one of privilege.
A little bit, yeah. And some sad long-suffering because she didn't have the elegance.
All right, but we're going back to her imprints now. Veronica, not her history, her imprints. Her imprints, because she will carry those throughout her life regardless of her physical circumstances.
Perfect, yeah.
Do you understand?
Yes, I begin to, yeah.
All right. Now, mother. All right?
Mm-hmm.
How would you describe mother? What was her drive?
Hmm. She was always wanting it to be better, and she was never happy or satisfied.
All right. Now, right there. So what you have is grandmother who came from prosperity,
mm-hmm.
and it was all lost.
Yes, it was privileged.
Mother, mm-hmm. All right. Mother is now conceived and born.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And mother's trying to improve to get back to, again, a personality drive.
Aha, uh-huh, yes.
Built in. Because if you would look at it, you'd wonder why, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
And without understanding what that personality drive was. Now, you come along, and you have the drive to make things better and better. But yours isn't necessarily focused around financial prosperity as much as it is social.
Mm-hmm.
Let's make the world a better place. Let's change this. All right? Politically active. Mm-hmm. Spiritually active. always in the process of trying to make things better.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
All right. So now you have the drive, grandmother, mother, and Veronica.
Mm-hmm.
Same drive, manifesting different ways.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
Now, mother didn't have a clue what was driving her or why. Not really.
She knew she wasn't reaching it, whatever it was.
Well, of course. All right. All right, that's a side comment. Let's stay with the subject. All right, so you have a mother that's frustrated. All right? And so who takes the frustration out, et cetera, so you get all of this other stuff going on. But the drive passed through from grandmother to mother to you, regardless of how it was expressed. So there's a personality drive.
Hmm.
A very wonderful example of an imprint that creates a personality drive, fueled by emotions as well as physical circumstances. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Does this make sense to you, dear?
Yes, because I realized with my two sisters and with my brother, each of us in a very different way has manifested a life of making it better.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Exactly, you see.
Hmm.
Now, let's talk about the chain of pain. So here comes the pain. Grandmother loses everything, but maintains her elegance, doesn't she?
Yes.
But carries a deep sadness over the loss of all that was. Now, mother comes in and converts that sadness to anger and frustration, doesn't she?
Yes.
But doesn't know why, does she?
No.
All right. And then you come in. And how did it affect you? Think about it for a moment.
Okay.
Mm. Here you are, a very sensitive being, with a mother that's carrying anger. This is the repressed anger going back to grandmother. All right? She's driving for something and doesn't know what it is. Now everybody else pays, don't they?
Mm-hmm. You bet.
All right. And what was the message she gave to you? It was never good enough, was it, Veronica?
Oh, not at all. Yeah, it was. Mm-mm.
And you were never good enough, were you?
No. Because I was different, too, remember?
Well, again, that's beside the point. But back to the drive.
Mm-hmm.
Her drive is, it's not good enough. There's got to be more. There's got to be more. There's got to be more.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, she sees you as different. But you got to be more. You got to be more. You got to fit in. You got to be okay because there's got to be more. And the message you got was, you're flawed. You're
mm-hmm.
broken.
Mm-hmm.
You're not good enough. And so what do you think happened to you? What then happened in terms of your lens of life? Did you become a safety person, a value person, a power person, or a trust person?
Safety, I don't know, I just tried to figure out how it worked. How did they work?
Power, safety, value, or trust. You became a value person.
Uh-huh.
Am I valuable enough?
Hmm.
Know me by my works.
Hmm.
So So what did that drive convert to? I want to get the word out. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And now move to your daughter. What happened to your daughter?
Well, she's pushing really hard as well.
And is she a value person, a power person, a safety person, or a trust person? You're all of those things, by the way, but what's the predominant?
Well, I think she's shifting from safety to power. Could that be?
Of course.
Or maybe I'd say she was a power person. She has a strong set of values, too, but it's emerging differently now. She's changing fast right now.
We're not talking about, when we say value, we're not talking about values. Mm-hmm. We're talking about being valuable. Do you understand?
I think I do. I think she's power.
All right. So, grandmother. Wasn't grandmother looking for power?
Kind of, yeah.
Whether it was financial power, status, whatever, something was driving her.
Mm-hmm.
And we go back to her mother's loss. And she's still in that emotional imprint, trying to justify, to rectify what happened. Ill at ease, unsettled, driven, and basically making everybody else miserable.
Hmm.
Didn't she?
Yep.
So now you have daughter, all right, who's looking at power. And how does she exemplify that? How does she manifest that?
Power over.
Power over what?
Her children. Her husband. Power over her life.
So what you're saying is she wants to dominate her husband and her child?
Yes.
And she wants to dominate life. Life is not going to just dole it out to her. She's going to control it and make it happen.
Right.
All right, so there's some safety issues in there, too.
You bet.
Because people that don't feel safe oftentimes need to be in control. Don't they?
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm.
So there's the fuel for the power.
Mm-hmm.
Now, did your mother feel safe?
I don't think so. I don't think so. But she kept herself secure in her relationship with my dad for 55 years, maybe longer.
But in her outer world, besides your father, she was driven. But did she have direction?
No.
All right. So what did she do? Did she drive you?
Try to, yes.
Did she drive your sisters and your brother?
Yes.
All right. So basically, controlling.
Mm-hmm.
Power over, like your daughter.
Mm-hmm. And interestingly enough, had a lot of anger in that, and so did my daughter. Should my daughter be the first to tell you she's felt angry her whole life.
Right. So here you have an emotional imprint coming from, now this is as far back as we're going.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
But I didn't have anger when I was young, and so it doesn't come directly, does it? It's not right, like...
No, it can often skip like that, as you said, the sleeve, all right? In the channel's case, her mother her daughter. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Interesting.
All right, is that helping you now a little bit? To understand how these imprints can and become personality drives, but no one knows where they come from.
Mm-hmm.
So how can you change them if you can't identify where they came from?
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Now, of course you add in personal circumstance, your life experience for your child and your adolescent, etc., your home environment, and yes, other lifetimes, all of those things. But you see the multidimensionality of all of the influences coming in. The key here is stepping out of the familial chain of pain. Other lifetimes then become a separate issue. Those, and we're working with those all every time that we work with people. We're working with all of this. But you see, breaking that chain, stepping outside of that chain, to become conscious enough that you're no longer driven by the unfulfilled emotions and desires of family.
Mm-hmm. We're almost out of time, unfortunately.
Oh, all right. Well, Veronica, talk about your show.
I wish this could go on for a while. my next paradigm shifters is again going to be Kathleen Kuhl with channeling Dwal Kuhl, because tonight's show that we had pre-recorded was they ran the wrong one. So we want to talk about earthhealingday.com, and for an hour on the 15th of August, they're going to lead a global meditation for 1 hour from noon to one. And we wanted to advertise that.
Beautiful.
Really advertise, just cultivate the awareness, you know.
All right, good.
Thank you.
All right, we would like to work with all of you tonight. In the dream state, if you're willing. Now, this may pop in over the next night or two, so make certain that you call us in for a couple of nights. Also, your higher self, your soul, your guides, not just us. A confab, okay, a meeting. I'm ready now. I want to start understanding where my drives are coming from so that I can be at choice. Recognize when something comes out of my mouth, oh, crap. There it is. Why am I attracting this kind of person into my life, male or female, doesn't matter. Did that come from them, you see, in some way? Instead of feeling like you're the flawed one, what's wrong with me that I keep doing this? There must be something terribly wrong with me. I attracted this horrible husband or wife, or a number of them, some of you. Why? Why? So we'd like to work with you to help you to identify some of these things, to give you more dominion, people. Stepping out, stepping away from, becoming super conscious. I'm not going to do it this way. Oh, I see this or that or the other. Oh, my God, all these years. It's freedom, people. It's empowerment. And all of you that are listening are going to become teachers, healers, having influence, impact, inspires in some way. And these are the pieces that are getting in the way of you spreading your wings to do your great work, what you came to do. All right, dear ones, we love you.